Good Tuesday. Today is July the 30th, and you're listening to My Farm. We're going to start off today talking about a field day that actually takes place tomorrow in Putnam County, the Cover Crop Till You Drop Field Day. It's going to be at the farm of Jeff Dooling, but some great speakers and information to be shared. We're going to get all the details and how you can register coming up after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Joining me is Amber Emmons. She is a Water Quality Extension Associate, and we're going to talk about an upcoming field day. Amber, Cover Crops Till You Drop. Tell me a little bit more.
We're just trying to promote an event about cover crops. Our team, we try and do a lot of soil health cover crops or just conservation events. And this year we decided to have a field day on cover crops, and we asked Jeff Dooling to be our location this year, and he was kind enough to oblige.
So it takes place in Putnam County, immediately south of Ottawa, is where Jeff's farm is at. Tell us a little bit more as far as like what time of the day the program starts and who some of the speakers will be.
Registration will be from 8:30 to 9 in the morning, so you can show up any time in that window. And then we expect, hopefully, as close to on time to get started at 9. We'll wrap up about 2 p.m., though if anybody wants to stay afterwards, there will be a wetland tour, but that is optional. So 2 p.m., otherwise, think maybe almost 3 if you go to the wetland tour. We have a couple people from MSU coming down with their rainfall simulator. That was a huge hit last year, so we brought it back. Dr. Manbir-Rakar will be our keynote speaker. She's the new soil fertility and nutrient management specialist at Ohio State. She has her PhD in agronomy. She does a lot of soil and water sciences that when she was at Nebraska, and she kind of hopes to develop some kind of soil fertility program here in Ohio. Otherwise, there'll be some equipment to view, some roller crimpers or any of Jeff's interseeding equipment. We'll have a cover crop root viewer so you can see some cover crops as they grow and their root structure. And we will have a couple talks on economics and cover crops. And then one of our own from the water quality team and one of MSU's will talk about some research that's going on with cover crops.
Good deal. And generously sponsored by Cargill and the Nature Conservancy. Always helps to have those different organizations coming in to underwrite the program.
Of course. We're so happy that they were helping to sponsor, help us get tables and chairs, pay for lunch. That way this can be a free event that you can come free of charge, learn some things about cover crops, and hopefully have a good day with us.
Sure. The event, as you said, registration starts at 8:30. The program begins around 9. Jeff Dooling's farm is located at 13079 Road 10L. That is just south of Ottawa. Real easy to get to for everybody. And to register that address, go.osu.edu/24WQ Team Field Day. So a great opportunity there. Amber, thanks so much for your time, your work putting this on. We'll look forward to seeing you on Wednesday.
Yep, look forward to seeing everyone as well.
Well, real quick, if you're looking for something to do today, down at the Ohio State Fair this afternoon is the 2024 Dean's Charity Steer Show. This is with Dean Kath Ann Crest with the Ohio State University College of Food, Ag, and Environmental Sciences. And at this show, beef exhibitors actually pair up with local celebrities to host a charity steer show, and proceeds from the show benefit the Ronald McDonald House. Again, that starts at 2 o'clock in the Voinovich Livestock and Trade Center. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. Well, the heat is on, as they say, and heat stress and stroke can sneak up on you without being fully aware of it, especially as we have a forecast for warmer days this week along with humidity. USDA's Gary Crawford gives us more of the warning signs.
During this blistering summer, millions of us are either coping directly with the record-breaking heat or certainly have heard news reports about it. It's big news.
More than 125 million Americans are under heat alerts. That's more than one-third of the United States population. In the coming days,
reportedly, thousands of people have been suffering from heat-related illnesses. Hundreds have died from heat stroke this summer. And although some of us may say, nah, we're tough, heat doesn't bother us, one expert says,
heat illness is something we shouldn't just kind of glance over.
That's Dee Jepson. She's a professor of safety and health, Ohio State University. And she says a lot of people get very sick from the heat and many lose their lives from it because the symptoms can sort of sneak up on you. And those symptoms may not be noticed at first by others around you. Also, she says the symptoms vary with each person.
Heat illness is really hard to recognize and hard to predict because each one of our bodies, you know, are so different.
And susceptibility to the heat varies with age, with the kinds of medications we may be on, and with how acclimated we are to being in the heat in the first place.
And we also know that once a person has had heat stress or heat stroke, they are more susceptible to that again sooner.
So we're going to try to touch on the general symptoms to watch out for in ourselves and in others, starting with mild symptoms and working up to the more serious. And again, different folks will exhibit different signs of heat stress. First,
if you get a heat rash or any type of prickly or blistery parts of the skin, that's showing that your sweat glands have become clogged. Your sweat glands are inflamed. And the sweat cannot evaporate from your body in these conditions.
Another early warning sign, heat cramps.
Whether that's in your legs, your arms, or your stomach. And really what's happening when our bodies are cramping, it's the loss of body salt through the sweat. And that causes the water to rush into our muscles. And that results in our cramps and our spasms that we get.
But as the effects of the heat really start to intensify and become more dangerous, we may experience
fatigue or dizziness, even irritability, impaired judgment, any type of lack of ability to concentrate.
Things are really getting serious at that point.
Now the heat is affecting our blood flow into our brain. The body's trying to redirect that blood to release the heat from the skin. But when it does that, it kind of starts to affect us through our whole nervous system.
And at that point, we have to get cooled down pretty fast because Jepson says when our body temperature goes above 100 degrees for any length of time out there in that heat,
that's in the fatal zone.
So those are some things to watch for next time, how to better handle the heat and avoid heat stress and stroke in the first place. Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Stay safe out there. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.